Real estate professionals, listen up. Does this sound familiar? You know what to do to take your business to the next level, but you don't do it. Well, you're not alone. Did you know that there is an 87% failure rate and only 10% make up $100,000 in the business? Well, how-to guys are solving this problem. They are the research experts on habits and human behavior, and they apply it to the real estate world. So stop by more tools and resources and start learning better habits. Welcome to the Real Estate of Mind podcast, powered by the How-To Guys, with your hosts, Andy Rosas and Michael Manrique.
Hey, Real Players, how's it going? My name is Michael Manrique, and I'm one of the How-To Guys, and we help realtors create better habits so they can grow their business and eventually find that financial freedom they're all after, right? Why'd you get in the business in the first place? To find that financial freedom, to put as much energy, effort, and time into your business to really create that financial outcome you want for yourself. For a lot of people, they feel stuck in their corporate job. They feel like they have nowhere else to go. And they figure, if I become a realtor, I can make as much money as I want, because as much time as I put into my business is going to dictate the amount or the results that I get in my business. And the best way to do that is by changing your habits. And that's what we focus on. We focus on creating habits for realtors so they can grow their business. And the best way, or the way you should start to do this, is by joining our free Facebook group. That's right, our free Facebook group. There, you're going to be surrounded with like-minded people that are accomplishing the same behaviors, taking the same steps as you are. So go ahead and click on the link below. Actually, I'm going to be posting it in just a second here. For our free Facebook group, you can check us out at howtoguysfacebookgroups.com. Actually, it is facebook.com/groups/howtoguys1920/. I'm going to be adding that link in the comments section shortly after this video. So go ahead and join that free Facebook group so you start hanging out with the people that are going to help you reach those results you want in your business. All right, so today we're going to be talking about focusing on what we can control as realtors. What should we spend our time on to control and get the results that we want in our business? Before we get into today's topic, I really want to encourage you to go ahead and leave questions, comments below. You know, give us a wow face if you hear something that's really impactful. And honestly, if you can, right now, share this video, because our mission is to reach as many realtors as possible to change their habits, grow their business, and eventually change their lives, but more importantly, change their families' lives. So if you could do that right now, please go ahead and share this video. It would really mean a lot to us. All right, so let's get into it. So today we're talking about focusing on what you can control. So when we say focus, for a lot of us, we're talking about intentional thinking, right? For example, if you're a realtor and you want to learn how to implement a new CRM or a new social media tactic, well, you're going to have to read a tutorial, maybe watch a video, read a script or something, and then you're going to have to implement it, right? But what we don't realize is that 30 to 40% of the decisions we make in our day-to-day interactions are happening automatically. That's right. And those are the habits that we have in our lives. And if we really want to understand what we need to control, we need to control the things that are on autopilot. And the reasons for that are, first, if you don't know what actions you're taking because you just step into a room, maybe a room full of people, and you start feeling some anxiety or hesitation that prevents you from prospecting and building relationships, well, then that's something that we definitely need to discuss, because that's the bloodline for every business as a realtor. So we have to look at our habits. That's where all this starts. The more actions that we take that are aligned with the type of realtor that we want to be are going to lead to the results that we want. So it's important to understand that habits, which are just basically a behavior that you've done over and over and over again to the point where it becomes automatic, are the things that we need to restructure, especially if you're coming from a corporate background. A background where there was structure, where you put in a certain amount of work and it led to a certain result, a certain paycheck. Yeah, sure, it was the same every time, but at least you knew that every time you put in work, it led to a result. Now as an entrepreneur, as a realtor, well, that doesn't work like that, right? You're gonna put in work, you're gonna call, you're going to reach out to people, and they're gonna say things, and then expectations aren't gonna be met. And if you don't change the way that you take actions on a regular basis and the way that you see those actions, and then that disappointment is going to be overwhelming to the point where you quit. And that's exactly what happens. According to the National Association of Realtors, a study that they finished a few years ago, over a 5-year span, 87% of realtors quit. And it's not because they didn't know what they were doing. What they found is that they didn't take action. And a lot of that action has to do with your habits. And yes, there's luck involved. Of course there is. But you have no control over luck. So what we need to do is we need to focus on the things that are running on automatic pilot. And those things are our habits. So, and there's really two points that I want to make here. Because you might be thinking, okay, well, Mike, I just don't have the skill. I'm just not an outgoing person. Well, maybe you feel that way. But what research has shown is that those individuals that are exceptional in their business not only are outgoing, but also have the habits to take consistent actions to get the results that they want. And here's the kicker. The way that you change the way you want to be and take more control of your life is by providing evidence of who you can be. So the more actions you take, such as prospecting or walking into a room and introducing yourself to people, the more confident you will get over time because you're building evidence for the type of person you want to be. So when we talk about what you can control, yes, we can focus on having a plan, which is critical, right? And trying to follow it step by step. But we have to understand that our environment and what we're used to doing needs to change. And once we have a plan and change our environment, we can start changing our habits. And over time, you're going to build that evidence for the new person you want to be, that top producer. Maybe you want to take your business to another level and hit a new GCI number. That's excellent. But it all starts and ends with taking action. And the action that we need to learn to change are our habits. So when we talk about control and what you can control, let's start off by learning how to build habits. And you could do that by joining our free Facebook group. There again, we talk about the 4-step process to change any behavior and create the habits that you want. And we'll probably be talking about that in other videos moving forward. All right, guys, so that does it for me today. For more free information, check us out at howtoguys.com. There we have a free webinar where we teach you the fundamental way to make the changes you want in your business. So go ahead and check that out. So until you hear from me again, never stop discovering, creating, and becoming the person you're meant to be.